Before the end of the year, Governor Kathy Hochul needs to decide the fate of nearly 200 bills that passed both houses of the state legislature in 2021. And on today's show, we're shining a spotlight on a bill that, according to its sponsors, will ensure New York's Medicaid beneficiaries can go to the pharmacy of their choosing. For more on the measure, we're turning to Dr. Timothy Lynch, a neurologist with Albany Medical Center. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, thank you. And we also have with us Mike Riddell, Education Coordinator for Empowering People's Independence, which serves New Yorkers with developmental disabilities, epilepsy, and brain injuries. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, for starters, why am I talking to two people who specialize in, I guess, brain disorders about legislation that deals with pharmacies? What's the overlap here?
I think this is something that really can affect everybody and anybody, but I think specifically when we talk about epilepsy and brain disorders, I think these patients are a little bit more challenged than many other people. So, for example, I specialize in epilepsy, and simply put, a lot of my patients can't even drive. So just the ability to not have the transportability to easily go pick up medications really can devastate them more than a lot of other people. So while it can affect everybody, you know, you really see this affecting this population strongly.
Well, then what is it about the current system in New York that is problematic in terms of limiting Medicaid patients specifically and the pharmacies that they can choose from?
The people that are receiving typical benefits from their Medicaid or Medicare insurance, a lot of times are in network, and they can go to a lot of different pharmacies. But if people who are disadvantaged or in a rural area, those pharmacies don't set up shop in those areas, so they're forced to go to the mom and pop type of pharmacy, and sometimes they can't get their medications that they need for their chronic disorder.
Can you expand a little bit on that? Because we're getting kind of into the weeds in terms of how insurance works for some of these Medicaid beneficiaries. What are you referring to, for example, when we're talking about in-network pharmacies? And I know we talk about in-network doctors, but is it this sort of the same situation?
So right now, as it stands, so Medicaid recipients can only get their prescriptions from certain state-approved pharmacies. And if you're lucky to live right by one, that's no big deal. But a lot of people have to go out of town to find the pharmacy, go out of their county to find the pharmacy. So right now, it's not as easy as a lot of people who can just go down the street, sometimes even walking distance. So right now, it's this out-of-network isn't just a monetary, financial, this is what my insurance coverage, but literally out-of-network is out of town. And again, going back to people with neurological disorders or specifically epilepsy again, they're really hampered by their ability to get around. For me, it's very easy. I can get to a car, I can drive, I can go really anywhere I want fairly easily. But a lot of these patients, they might not have access to the transport I have, or they have to rely on someone else to take them. And that can be time dependent. A lot of the medications I prescribe, unfortunately, are controlled substances, meaning they can only be given out as refills at very precise days when their prescription is due. And so let's say, hey, I'm due for my medication, but I can't get a ride for 3 more days from anybody. Well, I'm out of my medication for my seizures for 3 days. That can cause significant breakthrough seizures, longer seizures, status epilepticus, hospital admissions. I mean, all of this really drives up harm to the patient, and it's something that can really be easily fixed.
So then how would access be improved if Governor Kathy Hochul signs this legislation, which passed unanimously in both houses of the legislature?
They would be able to go to any pharmacy of their choosing, maybe within walking distance, and they wouldn't have to travel across several towns or even across the state to get their medication. And it doesn't just include people with epilepsy. It's people with other chronic health conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure, heart disease, and other things as well.
And what is it about the legislation that increases access? Is it essentially saying all pharmacies are now state-approved, a.k.a. like in-network, or does it have some other change to the existing dynamic?
I think it really allows any pharmacy to be approved, that you can go to the pharmacy of your choice, mm-hmm. which, again, as we spoke enables patients to have much greater access, an ease of access, and more appropriate access. But the other thing, and again, a lot of people who don't have chronic medical illnesses realize their pharmacists, right, the pharmacist who actually works in their pharmacy knows them very well. They've been filling prescriptions and counseling these patients for years. They know the medications they've been on in the past. They know what they're on now. They know potential side effects or drug-drug interactions that could be quite complicated. So it's also something that can really help the patient just in their overall treatment. So yes, it helps their access, but also even the access they get is going to be better suited and tailored for them.
And it would also be more cost-effective, too, to have the pharmacies available to give these individuals their medication, because prevention is cheaper than hospital stays, emergency visits, and things like that.
Because Medicaid beneficiaries often have, say, their services reimbursed at a lower rate than, say, private insurance, for example, doctors sometimes don't want to take on a ton of Medicaid patients. Is this the same type of situation that could present itself with pharmacies, for example? Is there some sort of disincentive to taking on Medicaid patients, and therefore, even with this legislation, there is no guarantee that Medicaid beneficiaries would have access to nearby pharmacies?
I actually don't know the specific answer to that. Absolutely, you're right. There are physicians who will not see Medicaid patients because the reimbursement is actually a loss for them. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to pharmacies specifically, but worst case scenario, if not every pharmacist decides to participate, there still will be some more. So it still increases access. You know, even if you only get a 50 or 75% increase in access, that could still be completely life-altering for these people.
And Dr. Lynch, you've talked about one of the challenges to access being securing transportation. So does that mean this is more of a problem in rural communities that might not have any sort of public transportation or reliable public transportation? Or does this present as a problem in urban centers too that might have better public transportation?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be everywhere. It's certainly, you know, you can think of rural areas where there's just not the population density to have enough pharmacies open. But in addition, there's going to be some urban areas where there's a lot of businesses, including pharmacies, that are shutting down, no matter where you are. So that will also make a big difference. Even if you have pretty decent public transportation, a lot of these, even some of my patients will complain, I have to take three different buses even, you know, to get to you. At most I tend to see a patient every 3 months or so. So maybe four times a year, it's tough. And, you know, not only do they refill medications monthly, but their medications aren't necessarily even synced, meaning all of my medications are filled at the same time every month. It's this prescription is filled on the 3rd, this prescription gets filled on the 18th. So these patients make many trips to pharmacies, unfortunately.
And finally, we've been having this conversation in the context of patients going to the pharmacies and trying to address the length that they might have to go to access their pharmacies. What about reversing the situation? Why aren't, you know, patients with epilepsy simply getting their prescriptions mailed to them? Is that another alternative here?
Well, the bill would include those mail-in type of pharmacies. So any pharmacy, whether it be brick and mortar or a mail-in, could be covered under this bill.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Dr. Timothy Lynch, a neurologist with Albany Medical Center. Thank you, Dr. Lynch.
Thank you.
And Mike Riddell, Education Coordinator for Empowering People's Independence, which serves New Yorkers with developmental disabilities, epilepsy, and brain injuries. Mike, thank you so much for making the time as well.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.